So, nothing?
No, nothing. No click, no chemistry at all. If possible, it was less than nothing, a negative number, anti-chemistry.
So the opposite of attraction, repulsion?
No, not repulsion. He looked okay. I mean, you saw his pics.
He looked more than okay.
Right? More than okay. Exactly. It wasn't about his looks.
So what was it then? Was he rude?
Sweet, actually.
Was he thick? Dumb.
He teaches at Columbia.
Was he boring?
No! He had all of these great stories, mostly about—
Did he talk about himself all evening?
No. He asked loads of stuff about me and my life, my goals, my dreams.
Dogs? He hates dogs?
No. He has this Irish setter, Maisie, with the softest ears.
Politics.
Seriously? I block all the Trumpers and Bernie bros up front.
But there was no chemistry?
None at all.
Huh. So a good-looking, sweet, single— He was single, right?
Of course he was single.
Okay, then. A good-looking, sweet, single, unattached college professor who's interesting, attentive, loves dogs, and has the right politics.
Exactly.
But no chemistry.
None at all.
Wow. There should be an app for that.
There really should be.
Spoken Realms presents yet another dating app. Written and directed by Stephen J. Cohen. Starring Shiromi Arserio, Gail Shallon, and Eunice Wong. Featuring Robin Miles and Deepti Gupta. Act 1, Launch. Part 2.
Oh my God, I can't take this. It's just mind-numbing.
Hang in there, Paige.
Where is Sidra with the coffee? It shouldn't take an hour to get coffee.
It's been 10 minutes.
Fuck. 10 minutes?
And now 11 minutes.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I need a break.
When Sid gets here with the...
Finally!
I'm back!
Coffee now, where's mine?
Maple cinnamon macchiato latte?
Gimme!
Hey, Sid.
Bex, please tell me you wanted a double espresso, not a double espresso shot in a latte or something.
Double espresso, straight up.
Cool.
Thank you.
So, how much more have we got to input for the day?
We should be able to push through enough of them in another half hour.
How many more days of this?
Days? More like months.
Months?
Unless Cynthia gets a signed deal done early, I've got months of pitch presentations on the calendar.
And we play matchmaker until the deal is done.
I can't believe I agreed to this.
Focus on the money.
The money. The money. Right. What are you going to do with your share?
What?
When we cash the checks, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Well...
Tell me.
First, a real vacation.
Yeah?
A private beach.
Where?
Maybe the Maldives? Coco Privé? A secluded villa.
Nice.
A wordless week. With no pitching, no cajoling, no schmoozing. Mm. Just the waves, the sand, the sun.
Then what?
You want more?
Absolutely.
Well, there is this condo.
Where?
In Tribeca.
Really?
Yeah, let me show you. Where's my phone? Here.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
That wall is all windows.
Hey, guys.
Another half hour of matches?
Yeah.
Sorry. Let me just check this before... Why is she doing this?
And why is who doing what?
My mother. I hate this.
Hey, what? What's up?
But she never just comes out and says anything. It's all measured and calculated. And something's wrong. I know it. I know something's wrong, but she just won't tell me.
Why won't she tell you?
Every time, she almost tells me. Then she changes the subject. Every time, it's always the same.
What is it?
At the last minute, she stops, takes a slow, deep breath, and says, Sitra, all of these other things you do, I am all for it. But I really want to know when you will meet someone and settle down.
Seriously?
Sitra, my chand, my moon, I am your mother. I worry about you. Every time she does that, I could just scream. And once she's changed the subject, it's impossible to get her to talk about what's really going on.
Mm. So, let's find you someone.
What?
We're sitting here in front of spreadsheets filled with guys.
I'm not.
No, seriously, describe your mom's idea of the perfect guy for you. Let's do a search.
It's not like you really need to meet him, Sid. There's an entire ocean between you and your mom. You'd find the guy in the database, learn enough of his deets to convince your mom that you've gone on a few dates. She relaxes, tells you what's up. Then, eventually, you tell her it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Someone real. That she can Google. I don't know, that's just...
Sid, your mom? Google somebody? Seriously?
Seriously, she would. She'd take those deets, and in no time at all, she'd have his employment history, his credit scores, his...
Okay, we get it. Your mom's a super sleuth. Fine. That doesn't change the fact that this is a good idea. And who knows, we might find someone that you actually like.
Maybe.
A guy, just one, to show your mom might not be a bad idea.
It could work.
Of course it'll work. Bex, you said another half hour of making matches?
Yeah, then again tonight, before we call it quits for the day.
Guy for Sidra. I am on a mission.
Sidra? It's me, your mother. Are you screening your calls? Do people even do that anymore? Can people still do that since everything is a cell phone today? I wanted to talk to you about... It isn't that important. I'll try you again later, my chand. Okay, be well.
Paige, you really don't need to do this.
We're almost there, Sidra. Let me get it down to 3 finalists.
This is not reality TV, Paige. This is my life. You can't just... I really don't think... This just doesn't make me feel comfortable.
Okay. It seems that mini pizza bagels are not really intended for the microwave.
How did they come out?
Chewy, sorta.
Edible?
Sorta. Kinda.
Okay, so, bachelor number
Paige,
1.
You've gone full Caitlin Bristow on us.
That's what I was saying.
Bachelor number 1 is... Blaine Danvers.
Blaine? His name is Blaine?
Wait, what's wrong with Blaine?
That's a major appliance. That's not a name.
You're not even...
No, Paige.
Yeah, but...
No.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Let's start it.
Okay, so how about... Owen Connors.
Paige.
Look, he's a Columbia grad.
Put down the rose, Paige. Seriously, just stop.
Guys?
Look, I'm doing my best to help Sid.
Are you? Really?
Yes, really.
Help Sidra with what?
Cynthia, how are you?
Lovely to see you, Paige. Kindly stop blowing smoke up my ass. Help Sidra with what? Okay, that was helpful. Sidra?
Yes, Cynthia.
Care to expand upon Paige's eloquent explanation?
No, Cynthia, I wouldn't.
Fair enough.
thank you for understanding.
Oh, of course.
What brings you to the office tonight, Cynthia?
Is there something wrong with the app?
What do you mean?
Is there something wrong with the app? It's a simple question.
Yes, it is a simple question.
Do you have an answer?
Last time I checked, it was functioning exactly as expected. Why do you ask?
Because Reggie.
Reggie?
My intern.
Oh, right.
Reggie was saying that it seems to be running slower than...
Server load!
Didn't I cut you a check for that upgrade last week?
You did, but the new capacity isn't online yet.
Okay. Is there something else?
Something else?
Yes, Reggie says that the matches in the last day or two seem different.
Different? How?
Well, that's the thing. They just seem different.
Better or worse?
No, not better, not worse, just different. What did you change?
Huh?
You updated the algorithm, didn't you?
Well, I didn't really...
That's not how it works, Cynthia.
Explain.
You've heard the pitch. The system learns on its own. That's the whole point of it, really. If you aren't happy with the recent changes, I'm sure that Becky can roll them back for you.
Absolutely.
No. Let's not tinker with it too much. Like I said, it's not broken, just different. Keep an eye on it, though, Rebecca. If it does change in a way that compromises its functionality, reset it, or whatever it is you need to do. No big shifts, no major changes while I'm negotiating a deal. Agreed?
Yes, Cynthia, understood.
Okay, then. I have to get going. People, places, you know the drill.
Of course.
Sidra, Paige, keep an eye on Rebecca. Don't let her work too hard.
Yes, Cynthia.
And Sidra, can you be at my office about 3 hours early before the next pitch? I'd like the photographer to freshen up the look of things before Reggie puts together the next press release. Wear that gold scarf. Really sets off your eyes.
Yeah, the gold scarf. Got it.
Is there something wrong with the gold scarf?
No, it's just that I'm just not really...
You're a beautiful woman, Sidra.
Thank you. It's just that...
Sidra, you are the face of the company. We are trying to build some buzz around the company so we can be in the best position possible to negotiate a good price.
Right. It's just that...
Look, wear the scarf. Don't wear the scarf. I'm just trying to show you, and by extension, the company, in the best light. I mean, if you don't want to wear the...
It's okay, Cynthia. I'll wear the scarf, and I'll be at your office by 2 p.m. on Thursday.
Good. Now that that's settled, I've got to get going. Thursday at 2?
Thursday at 2.
Oh, Cynthia, can I run some projections by you? I need to...
Only if you want to share a cab with me to the Upper West Side. I can't be late.
Sid? Bex?
Don't worry. We'll cover your stuff here.
Yes, go ahead.
Hurry up!
Oh, I hate that scarf. That sounds awful. I don't hate the scarf.
You don't want to do the photo shoot, do you?
No, I don't. I hate cameras. That's it. Cameras. I hate that cold, passionless eye that eats a bit of my soul. Every time. Every single time. I must be sounding crazy.
No, not crazy at all. You sound more overwhelmed than anything else. Do you want me to stop Paige from trying to set you up?
Oh my God. She won't let up. I don't think you could stop her.
You're probably right.
I don't actually need to ever meet the guy. It's just so I can finally have that talk with my mother.
Right. So Sid, are you okay? Really? Do you want to talk about it? Like, about anything?
Yes, I do. But not here. I need to get out of here.
Have you had dinner?
No, I haven't. I'm famished.
Italian? On me?
That place around the corner with the checkered tablecloths in Hell's Kitchen.
That's the one.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, let me just save this and shut down.
Wait, what about the matches? We have more to do, right?
Let's deal with you and your stuff now. The matches will wait. Seriously, it's okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's fine. How about we both show up early in the morning and catch up before Paige gets back?
Okay. Thank you, Bex.
Anytime, Sid.
You have been listening to Yet Another Dating App, written and directed by Stephen J. Cohen. Starring Shiromi Arserio as Sidra, Gail Shallon as Becky, and Eunice Wong as Paige. Featuring Robin Miles as Cynthia Latham and Deepti Gupta as Mariam Alam. Other characters brought to life by Lisa Flanagan and Marnie Penning. The production manager was me, Andy Melendez, and the video editor was Olivia Arthen. Yet Another Dating App was recorded with help from Kitty Hendricks, Amy Rubinate, Mosaic Audio, and John Marshall Media, and produced through an agreement with SAG-AFTRA, supporting actors making a living through their craft since 1933. Yet Another Dating App by Stephen J. Cohen, text and production copyright 2023, is a Spoken Realms production. Follow us on social media everywhere as Spoken Realms, and learn more about the show at SpokenRealms.com/yada. That's SpokenRealms.com/YADA. Thank you for listening.